You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
The middle of a noisy building site is an unlikely place to find a freshwater pond full of swimmers, but in the middle of the half-built King's Cross development there is exactly that. Developers have announced that the pond will close on October the 26th. I have come to meet with two regular swimmers to talk about how the pond has become special to them and why they are fighting to keep it open.
Hello, so I'm Ben Williams, I'm a local resident.
Hello, I'm Barbara Rich, I live in Islington. It's the nearest thing to swimming in nature without actually being nature. The water's filtered by plants, not by chemicals. As the plants have grown, it's become very beautiful. You swim looking at water lilies. And it's also completely safe because there's always a lifeguard. So it gives you a little taste of what it's like to have the freedom to swim in nature, but actually in a completely safe environment.
I just think it's an absolute joyous place to be in the middle of a building site. Completely unique to have sort of open water in zone one of London, in a part of London that's being regenerated amazingly. But to have this open water, which is accessible by everyone to swim in, is just incredible.
I agree, and it was a visionary, really, of the developers to think of putting it here. It is the first of its kind, open to the public in Britain. And I know, and like Ben, I live locally. I've swum here probably, almost every day this summer, over 100 times altogether. It's just become such a big part of my life.
Well, I find it just absolutely hilarious. As soon as you get into cold water, it just feels like a slightly ridiculous thing to do, and so it makes you feel quite happy just in that instant moment. And then you start swimming and it's not so cold, and then you start really enjoying it, and then you just feel completely invigorated and alive. I just think it's like really an unusual experience and everybody should try it.
Would you say that most of the swimmers here are local, or is it quite diverse, the people that the pond attracts?
So I think it's really diverse. So there are definitely people from the community. So as a community, we've had community days here, parties, so it's really been a big part of building a community here. But I know for a fact that people travel to it as well. People that are interested in open water swimming make special trips down to London, and people come from all over London actually.
Do you think it does make you feel more part of a community? Because in such a big city like London, you can sometimes feel that you don't have sort of a sense of community, whereas do you think you have gotten to maybe potentially know neighbours through swimming in the pond?
So I think so. On this site, it's really important because a lot of the institutions that are coming in are really big, really big. I mean, people like Google and the banks that are down by the station. As a community, you could feel like it's just being dropped on top of you. Whereas this is, because of its size and it's kind of cute and fun, and yeah, it's hilarious. I think we do gather around it and it really feels like it's for us. And yeah, people love it.
One argument, obviously, in favour of creating a park would be that it would be free to use. So obviously it'd be open to everybody. Do you think that the pond does attract enough diversity? Do you think, for example, the cost of the pond would be something that would be a problem in terms of attracting sort of everybody in the local area?
So I think on that, so there still is a park. So it's not taking over the whole park. It's just a tiny end of the park. And I think it really adds as a kind of an anchor to bring people into the park. Is it used by the whole community? I've definitely been seeing it being used by the whole community. So in terms of a smaller group of swimmers, partially because it's so new and the area is so new, I don't think we can say it's a small group. I think it's a growing group. I mean, I've never swum through the winter outside, but I'm really contemplating doing it if it stays open. I mean, I've swum pretty much through the summer, but I think more and more people would learn to love it. And this whole site is so new. I mean, there's going to be tens of thousands of more people living and working here. So I don't think we can say yet whether it's really accessible to all, because there aren't that many people here still in terms of a community.
Yes, yeah, I know that sort of outdoor swimming in general has become a lot more popular. So would you say that you've noticed since you began swimming here that maybe there are more and more people using it?
Yes, and particularly on hot sunny days. And one of the things that's really striking, or two things really, one is that it's very friendly. I've swum in lots of different places, and certainly in a pool, people tend just to beat up and down the lane or maybe stay with their group of family and friends. Everyone talks to everyone else here. There's a very friendly atmosphere. And also, it's one of the few places where you'll really see somebody from every age group. There'll be families with tiny babies with little armbands on, sticking their toes in the shallow end, through to every age of sort of young to middle-aged, fit, active person, and even quite a lot of older people come to swim as well. I can't think of anywhere else around King's Cross that has the same power to attract such a wide age range of people.
Obviously, when it opened, there was quite a lot of publicity surrounding it. It was covered in most of the major newspapers. Its closure actually doesn't seem to be that widely covered. Really, it's only been covered that it's closing once a decision was made. Do you think that people sort of are aware of it closing?
So I think maybe Barbara's got a far better way of answering this, but I would say that to close it so quickly when it's really new, so I think 18 months, 2 years in terms of a new attraction like this, a new facility, is quite small in a new area. So to close it so quickly before the community really gives any feedback would be a real shame, because it would have taken quite a lot to put it together, to invest in it and build it. So to take it away, I can't imagine it coming back, you know, if we lose it. So I think there should be a pause, an extension in its use, and maybe a marketing campaign and a chance for the community to say, yeah, we would really like it in the park, or at least a consultation on how we would like the park to be used, including the pond.
Yes, I mean, we know that it was always intended to be temporary. The planning permission it has is only temporary. So that's a question of whether that can be changed. But when planning permission was granted, there was some consultation. If you look on Camden's planning website, you can see there were very few responses. What Ben mentioned, which I agree with, is we'd like to have a chance for a wider consultation, and there is a petition, which of course is completely informal, but which has, I think, helped to be a kind of informal consultation, which has shown. Over 3,000 people have signed the petition, and if you look at the comments on it, many, many of them are local people who've said, this has become a part of our lives. We love it. We will be so sad to see it go. And those are partly my words, but they're the words that many people have used on the petition as well. It's evidence of strength of feeling. And perhaps the right thing to do would be to formalise that a bit, and for it to feed into some thoughts about, is it possible to keep the pond open longer, to think about the possibility of permanence, and to think about the financial side of things as well. If anyone commercially, there are companies moving into this area, if they were perhaps interested in sponsoring it, in helping to promote its financial viability, certainly the people leading the petition would love to hear from them.
So I think, as like a unique structure, there are loads of precedents out there for temporary things that have lasted a bit longer. So the Eiffel Tower, London Eye, I think even, you know, after the millennium we didn't know what to do with the dome, but the kind of use has grown, and now I can't imagine them going off the London skyline.
I just wanted to say one thing, which is that the pond's very striking in its appearance. Even if you don't swim here, you can go up to the viewing platform and look at it, and look at it as part of the whole King's Cross estate. So it's unsurprising. It's attracted attention from the visually literate. Hundreds of Instagram pictures, but also people have used it in promotional material. Most strikingly, Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, has his London is Open campaign. And one of the promotional videos for that London is Open campaign has got some little shots of the pond. Feels like quite a cruel irony. If Sadiq Khan is saying London is open and our beloved pond is closed.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.